Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, March 31st. Tens of thousands of households are still without power today across Ontario. An ice storm swept across the province Saturday, bringing down trees and power lines and leaving thousands in the dark. In our area, Hydro One reports outages for more than 6,000 homes and businesses on the Bruce Peninsula and thousands more in parts of eastern Grey County. It could take a few days to restore. As a result, there are some bus cancellations and school closures to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses to Owen Sound, Meaford, Thornbury, Lions Head, Tobermory, Wyarton, Hepworth, and Sauble Beach are canceled today. High Point and Dundalk and Proton Community Schools are closed. Owen Sound police are appealing for tips after five masked suspects stole merchandise from a Westside convenience store. Police say it happened Friday afternoon. The suspects made off with about $800 worth of goods. City police say one of the alleged thieves, a male youth, has been arrested and another identified, but police are still trying to confirm the identities of the three others and are asking anyone with information to contact Owen Sound police or Crime Stoppers. The resurfacing of Port Elgin's Main Street through town begins today and will continue until August. Goderich Street is due for underground infrastructure upgrades, resurfacing, and the restoration of the historic brick maple leaf intersections. The town says sections of Goderich Street will be closed during the first couple of phases of the project, which are scheduled until the end of June. Saugeen Shores is using $2.69 million in grant money from the province's Connecting Links program for the work. Aaron Eldersley is starting a Paisley Community Working Group to drive economic development in downtown Paisley. The municipality recently started working groups for Tara and Chesley as well to strengthen and revitalize their downtowns. The Paisley Community Working Group will serve as a collaborative platform for business owners, community stakeholders, municipal staff, and council to exchange ideas and propose solutions that enhance economic growth and revitalization efforts. And if you're looking for part-time work, Elections Canada is hiring. The agency says they're hiring more than 200,000 people for temporary roles in the April 28th federal election. To work as a polling staffer, you must be at least 16 years old, a Canadian citizen, and not take part in political activities while you work with Elections Canada. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a hefty drop at the open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading. Investors eyeing U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs due to be rolled out this week. The continued selling on the heels of a big-time drop-off Friday. The Dow fell 715 points, closing at 41,583. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank as well. The tech stock benchmark was down nearly 3%. Bitcoin trading nearly 1% lower this morning at around $82,000 US. The price of oil is up a quarter point to $69.50 per barrel. Gold continues its rally to all-time highs, $3,150 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar is at 69.71 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead. The morning sports is brought to you by RE/MAX. The Maple Leafs won in Anaheim to move 3 points up on Florida. The Panthers lost to Montreal. Pittsburgh shut out Ottawa. The Canucks fell to Winnipeg. Runway's getting short for Vancouver. They're 6 out of a wild card with 8 to go. Buffalo beat Washington, but Alex Ovechkin got another one. He's 5 away from breaking Gretzky's record. L.A., Carolina, and Utah also won. The Toronto Raptors were defeated by Minnesota. The Jays picked up a win to earn a split with the Orioles. However, Max Scherzer was placed on the DL with right thumb inflammation. Big news from the first weekend of the season are these new torpedo bats. The bats are bigger, closer to the label than thin out at the end of the barrel, a bit like a bowling pin. The idea is to beef them up in the area where players most often hit the ball. Might be something to it. A bunch of Yankees are using them, and they hit 15 homers in their first three games. Raptors beat Philadelphia, and March Madness, all the number one seeds advance to the Final Four for the second time ever. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. A rally by the Owen Sound Attack came up short in a 6-3 loss to the London Knights in Game 2 of the OHL Western Conference quarterfinal series. The Attack were down 4-0 after the first, before surging back with 3 in the second. It was a one-goal game until just over 3 minutes to go, when Kasper Haltonen scored an insurance marker for the Knights on the power play. Scott Ray is head coach of the Attack.
I really loved the way we crawled back. I didn't love the way we started. We gave them a 4-0 cushion to come out in, and then we had another really good second period. So we got to figure out a way to do that right from the drop of the puck.
The Knights now hold a 2-0 series lead. Game 3 goes tomorrow night at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers or flurries this morning, an early high around 6, then cooling to minus 1 in the afternoon. Tonight cloudy, slight chance of overnight flurries and a low of minus 6. And tomorrow still a slight chance of some flurries early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 0.